Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're all about getting you informed quickly and thoroughly, and today's topic is one that's probably right in front of you, or at least in your memories.
Yeah, you've probably seen one at the mall or a party.
Maybe even squeezed into one with some friends. That's right, we're going deep on photo booths.
You might be thinking, photo booths? What's so deep about those? It's just a quick pick, right? But trust us, there's a whole lot more to uncover here.
Way more than you might expect. We're going to look at why these little strips of photos hold so much nostalgia.
We'll even connect them to the art world, and believe me, there's a surprising connection there.
And ultimately, we'll see what they tell us about ourselves, about how we view time, and how we hold on to memories. So to guide us on this deep dive, we have two really fascinating sources.
First up, we've got Photo Made in Retrospect by Barbara Buckles. This piece is online, and it's full of personal stories and reflections on the cultural significance of photo booth photos.
Buckles brings a lot of warmth and personal touch to the topic, which is really engaging.
And for a different perspective, we're also drawing from information on an art installation called, fittingly, Photomaton by Fernando Morante.
Oh yeah. Morante's work takes a really thought-provoking look at those forgotten ID photos, the ones we often find tucked away in old wallets or albums.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking questions about memory, anonymity, and what gets lost when the context of a photo disappears.
So stick with us, because this deep dive is going to be full of surprises. You'll never look at a photo booth the same way again.
All right, let's jump right into Buckle's piece. One of the first things that struck me was this idea that even photos that were taken for something as simple as, well, identification, you know, not exactly meant to be artistic masterpieces, they still seem to have this aura or allure about them. It's kind of interesting, right?
It is. And I think what she's getting at there is that even in those seemingly functional photos, those quick snaps, you can often see a glimpse of the person's personality shining through, like a fleeting expression or a particular way they're holding themselves.
Mm. Right. It's not a carefully posed studio portrait. It's more candid, a little window into a real unguarded moment.
Exactly. And she gives a couple of great examples from her own family. There's a photo of her grandmother with this coy smile and a fur collar.
I love that detail, the fur collar. Instantly paints a picture, doesn't it?
Totally. It's a simple photo, but it hints at a whole life, a whole personality. And then there's the photo of her mother looking très chic, as she puts it, with this mysterious man.
And we don't know who he is, right? Just adds to the intrigue.
Right. It immediately makes you wonder about the story behind the photo. Who was this man? What was their relationship? These little photos become these tiny mysteries.
Like little puzzles from the past. I love that.
And Buckles also talks about how photo booths were a real social hub, especially back in the day when cameras weren't as commonplace as they are now. It was the go-to activity for a casual date, especially at places like amusement parks and arcades.
Yeah. It's almost hard to imagine now, right? Everyone's got a high-quality camera on their phone.
Yeah.
But back then, the photo booth was one of the few ways to capture those everyday moments.
It was accessible, affordable, and it was fun. She talks about piling into those tiny booths with friends, the slight awkwardness of trying to fit everyone in, and that curtain that offered, you know, a little bit of privacy, but not much.
Right. That curtain was more for show than anything. It was all part of the experience, though.
Exactly. It was a shared experience, something you did together. And then there was that anticipation as you waited for the photos to process, that slow reveal as the strip emerged from the machine.
Oh, yeah. It was agonizing waiting for those photos.
Yeah.
But also exciting. It felt so much more special than just snapping a picture on your phone.
Absolutely. It made the photos feel more tangible, more like a precious object. Buckles even talks about how people would carefully place these strips in scrapbooks or tuck them into their wallets to carry around with them.
It's funny because in a way, those physical photos seem to last longer than a lot of our digital images.
Yeah.
They become these physical reminders of the past, objects we can hold and revisit.
And that's why she says they endure and endear. They have the staying power that digital images often lack.
And it's not just about the photos themselves. It's about the whole experience. Buckles quotes people in the comments section of her article talking about the fun and innocent naughtiness of using photo booths. You know, trying to time the flash just right, striking a pose, making funny faces.
Yeah, there was a real spontaneity to it. It wasn't about getting the perfect airbrushed image. It was about capturing the moment, flaws and all.
And that's almost rebellious in today's world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where we're so obsessed with getting everything just right, filtering and editing our photos to achieve some kind of digital perfection. Photo booths remind us that imperfection can be beautiful.
Exactly. They offer a glimpse into a more authentic, less polished version of ourselves. And that rawness is what makes them so captivating.
And this is where things get really interesting. Buckles mentions that photo booths have even inspired artists, and big names too. Like, I was shocked to learn that Andy Warhol and Francis Bacon actually incorporated photo booth images into their work.
Yeah, it's not something you'd immediately associate with those artists, is it? But when you think about it, it makes sense. These artists were drawn to the unique aesthetic of photo booth photos, the repetition, the seriality, the stripped down, almost clinical presentation.
Right. It wasn't just a random snapshot. It was a form of visual language that they could play with and manipulate.
Exactly. And for Warhol, who was so interested in themes of mass production and repetition, the multiple frames of a photo booth strip offered a ready-made visual metaphor.
It's amazing to think that something as simple as a photo booth could spark such creative thinking.
And it wasn't just limited to those big names. Buckles mentions other artists who've used photo booths as inspiration, and she even talks about her own creative project where she combined photo booth pictures with her grandmother's old recipe booklets.
Oh, wow, that's a cool idea. It's like she's weaving together these different layers of personal history.
It really speaks to the versatility of the form, doesn't it? Photo booths can capture a silly moment with friends, inspire high art, and everything in between. And as Buckles points out, we're even seeing a resurgence of photo booths at events like weddings and parties these days.
I think that's because people are craving that tangible, physical object, that memento they can hold on to. In a world where everything feels so digital and fleeting, a photo booth strip feels more real, more substantial.
It's a way to anchor a memory in something you can hold, something that exists outside of the digital realm.
Okay, now let's switch gears and talk about Fernando Morante's Photomaton art installation. This takes us in a completely different direction, from personal memories to a broader reflection on identity and the passage of time.
It does. Where Buckles is focused on the personal stories embedded in photo booth photos, Morante is interested in what happens when those stories are lost, when the context of the photo disappears.
So to create his installation, Morante built this replica of an old-school photomaton booth. And inside, instead of a camera, he placed a collection of discarded ID photos, the kind you might find in a lost wallet or an abandoned photo album.
Right. He's taking these photos that were once so vital for establishing someone's identity, and he's presented them in this new context where their original meaning is completely unknown.
And his central question is really thought-provoking. What happens to old ID portraits when they lose their context?
Yeah, it makes you pause and think, right? What becomes of these images when they're stripped of their original stories? Are they still portraits of individuals or are they just faces?
He uses this term mere physiognomies, which I had to look up, but it essentially means just the facial features devoid of any personal connection.
Right, they become these anonymous masks. We might be able to guess at someone's age, their social status, maybe even the era they lived in based on their clothing or hairstyle, but that's about it.
It's a bit unsettling, isn't it? Especially when you contrast it with Buckles' warm and personal anecdotes. These photos were once so important for identifying someone, for verifying their existence, and now they're just adrift.
It really makes you think about how much of our identity is tied to the context of our lives, our relationships, or stories. When that context is gone, what's left?
And the location of his installation is so interesting. He chose to display it in the Lisbon subway back in 2018.
That's a brilliant choice because a subway is all about transience, anonymity, fleeting encounters with strangers. You see all these faces rushing by, but you know nothing about their lives.
It's like a visual representation of how easily we can become anonymous in a crowd.
It adds another layer of meaning to Morante's work. These once important documents of individual identity are now presented in this public space where they're surrounded by anonymity.
And it's worth noting that the original photomaton, the one Morante is referencing, was invented way back in 1925 by Anatole Josepho. It was a revolutionary invention at the time, the first automated system for taking ID photos.
It's crazy to think that something that started as a purely functional invention, a way to efficiently take ID photos, could eventually inspire art that makes us think about such deep questions of memory and identity.
It's this fascinating historical arc. The photo booth, which was once solely about capturing a likeness for practical purposes, now has the power to make us question what it means to be seen, to be remembered, and what happens when those connections fade.
It's a powerful reminder that even the most mundane objects can hold within them the potential for deep reflection.
So we've got these two seemingly disparate viewpoints, haven't we? Buckles, who's celebrating the enduring personal connections we form with photo booth photos, and Morante, who's exploring what happens when those connections are severed, when the photos become detached from their original stories.
And yet both of them are ultimately touching on this fundamental human desire to capture and preserve a moment, a likeness, a sense of self. Whether it's a silly, spontaneous photo with friends or a formal ID photo, there's this underlying impulse to document our existence, to leave a trace of ourselves behind.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Why are we so drawn to these images?
Yeah.
What is it about photographs, and especially photo booth photos, that holds such a strong emotional pull?
It's a question worth pondering. Have you ever stumbled across an old photo of someone you don't know and found yourself trying to imagine their story, their life? Or what about those old photo booth strips tucked away in a drawer somewhere? What memories do they evoke for you?
I think it's the combination of the tangible, the physical object of the photo, and the intangible, the memories and emotions it triggers.
Each photo booth strip tells a story. It might be a story of friendship, of young love, of a silly night out, or it might be a story that's lost to time, a fragment of someone's life that we can only imagine. And that's part of the magic, isn't it?
Absolutely. So to wrap up this deep dive, it's clear that the photo booth is much more than just a quick and easy way to get a photo. It's a window into our personal histories, a source of artistic inspiration, and a reminder of our shared humanity.
And as you go about your day, I'd encourage you to think about this. In a world that's saturated with billions of digital images, what is it about the photo booth, with its often imperfect, tangible strips of photos, that continues to hold such a unique fascination?
What makes them so special, so different from the countless photos we scroll through on our phones every day? Is it the physicality of the strip, the shared experience of squeezing into that tiny booth? Or is it the raw, unfiltered glimpse into a moment in time that they offer?
Take a moment to appreciate the photo booth images in your own life, the stories they hold, and the connections they represent. And the next time you see one, maybe step inside and create a new memory, a new story waiting to be told.
That's it for this deep dive, folks. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.